you will hear four more people talking about a live music experience. Choose from the list A to F what each person says about their experience. There are two extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 2.
The Clouds have been one of my favourite groups for years. Their first album was the reason I took up playing guitar. So, when the lead singer went solo, I really wanted to see him live, especially since the venue was nowhere near as big as the Clouds used to play. I don't think I'd go and see him again, though. He was an incredible guitarist with the Clouds, but his new stuff is much slower and not really music you can dance to. Also, he didn't come on stage till after 10 and I had to be home at midnight. I had to leave at the start of the last song, which is one of my favourites. I wasn't pleased at all about that.
Speaker 3.
I was a bit worried before I went that I wouldn't know any of the music. I hadn't heard of many of the bands. It was my first time camping at a three-day festival and we didn't manage to see half of what we planned. It didn't matter, though, as we heard loads of amazing music, especially from smaller bands we'd never heard of. I couldn't believe how good they all were, as some of the musicians were only a few years older than me and probably still at school. I think I need to do a lot more guitar practice.
Speaker 4.
We've played live a couple of times, but I still get as scared as I did the first time. For the first 10 minutes, I was just trying to stay calm and not make too many mistakes. But after that, I started to relax and enjoy myself. We all practiced hard for this performance, so I'm really pleased about how well it went. The crowd were really encouraging, and we got a lot of compliments afterwards. I saw a nice comment online from someone who called me a talented singer and bass guitarist.
Speaker 5.
We realise going all the way to Manchester to see a band sounds a bit far, but it was a pretty unique chance and I'm so glad we did it. In London, they were playing in front of thousands of people, but in Manchester, the place was tiny. We got right to the front easily. It was almost a disaster, though. Our train was delayed and then we got completely lost. We thought they would have already started playing and were feeling quite upset at one point, but the band were only just coming on stage when we arrived.